the miseducation of David and Gary. We're miseducated. We're gonna learn.
Welcome all to the third week of the Spooktober month of miseducation of David and Gary. I am Gazpacho Jones, aka Gary.
I am David, aka Homewrecking Horror, aka Ran Out of Spooky Puns.
Spooky Puns!
And I think y'all know what we got today. Okay. Well, we're absent one, but we got a sexy, erotic, big-tittied guest. Big Titty, introduce yourself.
Titty. Big Titty, that's your new nickname. Little One. Little One. Her name is Little One.
Not my book.
It's my horror days.
Oh! Everybody came up with a punny name this week except you, David.
Because I ran out of steam.
He ran out of the Steam store. He can't buy video games on his computer anymore.
You're missing out, bitch. I am, but you know what I'm not going to miss out on? Cathode Cinema, because I got a free tablet and I could watch things now more.
Last night, this morning at 3 a.m., I tried tuning in, but they had video problems.
Oh, no.
I have no idea what the hell was going on, but I was half asleep, ready to watch some porn, and I... disappointed. I woke up an early hour for nothing.
It's like
a jerk off in peace, man.
Right? She woke up. She has a busy schedule. She woke up to watch some porn and she got denied it. But regardless, Gary, do you know about cathode? Or cathode? How do you pronounce it, Carlene?
Cathode.
Do you know about it, Gary, fully?
No.
Okay, so like they do these amazing movie marathons. Each week is like a theme.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. They are the most perfectly curated fucking movies imaginable, and I never watch them. Carlene is obsessed with them, and you too now got to get obsessed with it, and you got to follow their Instagram so you could watch these movies at 3 a.m.
I will.
Yes, the porns, it's particularly come on at 3 a.m. midnight PST time, but 3 a.m. our time, and they are fucking amazing, Gary. Amazing.
I'm on vacation. When I'm on vacation, I'll watch them because I can't stay up to 3 o'clock in the morning. What, you guys crazy?
Yes.
David, do you remember the one where I showed you where the camera went inside the vagina?
Oh, my God. Oh. Beautiful.
Gary, it was so artfully done. It was insane.
Art house porn is a whole new level of porn because it's porn, but they had extra to it. You gotta love it. I haven't watched much art house porn.
I'm down. You know I'll watch anything you guys let me tell me to watch.
And that's what's beautiful about you.
Yeah.
You release your inhibitions and you feel the rain on your skin.
Yeah. Beautiful. David actually watched a movie we've all asked him to watch for the past year. Orphan First Kill.
It wasn't a year. It was like 3 months.
It came out last year, bro.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, 3 months from last year, bro.
What?
Yeah, it's called math, Gary. You work at a bank, you know.
Yeah, but you don't.
That's right, because I have a Long Island special education.
Okay. So, David, how was your experience? Look, I'm not even going to answer that. How was your experience watching Orphan First Kill?
So, you know what? It was slow-paced. It was still a good movie. It was kind of like a slow burn, but how they did the twist in this was actually kind of, it was good because you didn't, because watching this, you're like, okay, we already know how you're making a prequel. We already know what's happening. And then bam, it's like, nope. Julia Stiles is the fucking villain.
Julia Stiles is, as I said last week, and for the past year, Julia Stiles is so fucking good in that movie.
Yeah.
So she heel turns and she's just like, look, you little fucking mutant, you're going to do what we tell you to do.
God. Oh, my God.
And that's why this week we watched Save the Last Dance.
Yes, we did. Her mother died Russian.
What? That happened in Save the Last Dance?
Her mom dies. That's why she doesn't dance anymore. David.
Didn't see the movie.
Yeah, but we sent you that video.
Yeah, didn't watch it. I hate that guy. I hate that guy, so I don't watch his videos. because that fag is so desperate for content that he is just like, oh, hey, remember 90s and early 2000s stuff and how weird and problematic it is? Like, yeah, bro, we lived through it. Why don't you go back to your circuit parties? Yeah, like, go back to your fucking circuit parties and your sad stand-up that you can't sell tickets to.
Yeah.
But you do anyway because you're attractive. Eat shit.
Yeah.
Is this the Seventh Heaven guy?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Oh my god, that was a good guess since I've been off Instagram for so long.
Yeah, everybody seems to like him except David.
Yeah, I like him. He's pretty funny.
I like him. David hates him.
I don't hate him.
You just went on a 20-minute rant talking about how you can't stand him.
Look, Gary,
go back to circuit parties.
I don't hate the player. I hate the game.
Okay. That's understandable.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind. But I showed you guys some sad news. So I have to tell our viewers we've lost a pillar of the community to violence.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic Paradise has joined Antifa. Antifa.
Not another one.
He still hasn't replied to my friend request.
Gary, doesn't know how to work social media. If he did,
I don't know how to work the Instagram. Who's this guy?
Like
Dominic Paradiso.
His fucking niece is running it, and she's very upset. She's busy. And
Uncle Dominic, he makes the Nicole Forever shirts on T Public.
Yeah. Uncle Dominic's wearing a Nicole Forever shirt at the Wagner Steakhouse.
When he's singing with an overweight Hispanic Dolly Parton impersonator.
And I will always love you.
How did you find out he joined Antifa?
Well, so the graffiti is in the alley behind the Wagyu steak place, and I don't think Dominic goes any further in that shopping center than that. Well, it's in the radius of that and Panera, and old people love fucking Panera. You know how I know?
Because
I almost fight them every morning when I'm trying to get a coffee for my fucking headache, and they're just clogging up the desk, and they're like, oh, what kind of bagels you have? Because God forbid they can read the signs that say what bagels they have that are clearly stated. And then they got to pay in cash and exact change. And I'm like, this world's for the youth. You need to stop. So Dominic, I'm going to assume this is all a guess, like in my investigation of Whitney and how that's going. Great, by the way, Gary, yeah, shut 10 up.
10 years strong.
Yep. So, you know what? I think Dominic is just upset with the turnout of how not many people want to experience poorly looking Frankie Valli impersonators anymore.
I hope Dominic Paradis doesn't know
so how selfish.
I hope he doesn't know how to find what podcasts are because we can't have him listen to us talk shit about him for the past 5 weeks.
Yes, on his mobile PCS or, you know, Dominic can't work Nextel to get us on his podcast.
Too many buttons. Too many mashing of the buttons.
If he's anything like my grandma, who still has an old version of the iPhone that has the button on it still, and is thoroughly surprised, asks me why can't these things work? It's like, why can't I do a voicemail? I'm like, because your phone is like iPhone 10. Nothing is updating on it. You need to get a new phone. Oh,
David gets a fucking iPhone 15, and he's like the fucking
so snooty
now.
Snooty. I hear that. I heard that in your voice, mister. Okay.
Because the Zoom feature on there is fucking incredible.
Well, you're living in 2333. Yeah. You're all ahead of us. All right.
Yeah. I am. It's
you're in 2008 and we're in 3000 and he's in 3008 and we're in 2000 and late.
But you guys are having fun. That's the problem. You guys are having fun.
No, we're not having fun. We don't have Dominic Paradise on for the fourth week in a row because he doesn't know how to go to his Instagram. He's got 66 followers.
This is going to be like
followers.
Yeah, when Tara Reid eventually comes on and we pray she doesn't listen to past episodes.
It's just going to be like, hey, it's like Jackass. We make fun of you for jokes, but we really love you, Tara Reid.
Yeah, we...
good. You have any cigarettes?
Like, yeah, I'm going to pay her in cigarettes. I'll be like, hey, Tara, we'll give you 13 cigarettes if you come on for a half an hour.
Yes, we loved how your dog was wet, even though it wasn't. Like, it looked and smelled wet.
100 degrees outside and sunny. Your dog was wet.
Oh, look, lesson learned. When we go to our next Atlantic City convention at a casino hotel that Carlene definitely is coming with us to, we will just pick a better celebrity to make a t-shirt for.
Yeah, like Judith Haug.
Yes.
Or Tracy Gold. Tracy Gold was the bomb.
Yes.
Disrespected her twice.
Once, Gary. What was the second time I disrespected a...
One, when you were like, oh, I don't have enough money. And then you went to Felissa Rose and spent like $80. And then you went to fucking Judith Haug and spent like $80.
Okay.
Which was standing right next to Tracy Gold.
Okay, it's a tough decision. I love Tracy Gold. Very sad that she went through a hard life. But when it comes to pictures, do I get a picture with Tracy Gold or the mother who studied under Debbie Reynolds in Halloween Town? And was also
she's never gonna forget that shit, David.
No, that's she said the only reason she did that movie was because of Debbie Reynolds. She didn't want to do a fucking Disney movie, but when the fucking big Debbie D is
like getting paid.
No, and that was like 2000s Disney money, so they actually still could turn a profit, but it was Disney Channel money. Did Disney Channel make a better profit in early 2000s? I don't remember.
Oh, no. What am I, a financial analyst?
I was too busy fucking in the early 2000s.
Too busy being a virgin and fucking.
That's right. I stayed pure in God's light and still doing it, unlike you, you gross heathen pig slut.
That's right, baby. Mm. Heathen up here and take this pig.
Oh, that's gross, Gary. You need to respect yourself better.
No.
No, but I guess you guys all notice Kat's not here. Well, you could all hear it, but Kat's not here.
Yeah. Kathy was like on crack cocaine last week.
I love when Kat's excited. You know, I love Kat in general, but like when she's excited about something she actually watched for an episode. Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's like you guys are dueling banjos on who's not going to watch it for this week.
I watched
it. That was me, by the way. I'd seen pieces once, but I hadn't gotten a chance during the week to watch it again. And I intend to because it is really fucking good. I remember how really fucking good it was.
Yeah.
Gary, I watch all this shit for this episode recently.
Recently, yes. I'm glad you fixed it. I'm glad you corrected yourself because
Like I'm busy with like Fiverr. It's just getting steady, and you know, start November, I requested to get my hours cut at work so I could focus on this. So no more Instagram buying, which is gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt me, but
no, it is not, David.
It's gonna hurt.
Stop having FOMO. No fear of missing out.
What if there's more hydration things? Like
my God, drink regular water. It with spit in it. Just recycle it with your spit. That's the flavor right there.
Just watch Ma.
No, that's not helpful.
Yes, it is. Ma gets me thirsty every time. I'm like, oh my God. I'm quenched with Octavia Spencer's magic.
You love when Octavia Spencer tells a teenager to get naked in front of her.
He's 32.
I know. Shut up. No, but damn. No.
I still have to see this movie.
You're gonna see it. You're gonna fucking love it.
You haven't seen it.
I swear to God, I haven't. I love hearing you talk about it though. I fucking love hearing you talk about it.
I love Ma.
I can't wait to see this.
You know what's funny? Because the more Gary talks about it, the more I start to like it more. Because like first viewing, wasn't a fan. But the more Gary like raves about it and shows me his wig, this truly terrible wig. It's just like you know what? I'm on the Ma train.
That's all I think about whenever I see the poster for it. I just start dying because of the wig.
God.
We lost Burt Young this week, aka the abusive father.
We lost a lot of Amityville fucking people this week. Gary, that's why people are posting Amityville again. Okay, I don't know why people were posting the like family picture, and I'm like, why is this movie getting brought up again?
Thank you for clarifying. Lost the abusive father to an incestuous set of brothers and sisters. David's favorite person of the week.
Piper Laurie.
And Summers.
No, okay, so I was already bummed that Piper Laurie died because, and like,
Piper, yeah, well, I didn't get to finish it.
No,
okay, cat, allow me to finish a sentence.
Nope, I'm gonna be greedy in the bedroom, not gonna let you finish. So, no, fuck you, because, yeah, when Tiffany texted me Suzanne Summers, fucking Lana Del Rey was playing, it, for some reason, like, that stung me more. The fact that Video Games was playing, and I get a news that fucking Suzanne Summers is dead. You never forget your first death.
What's
the Lana Del Rey playing in the background?
What Lana Del Rey song?
I just said Video Games.
Oh, I didn't hear you over your constant yelling.
Yeah, because you don't fucking listen. Okay. You don't listen when grown-ups talk, Gary, because you're a goddamn child. Wow. You're a child that looks like Joe Pesci. You're a midget Joe Pesci child.
I am.
How does it feel to be a midget Joe Pesci and you are in the movie small, Super?
It's,
that sounds like
Hezbollah. It's little person. That's the N-word to tiny people, David.
Okay. Hezbollah? What's his name?
Oh, fuck him.
Oh, well, why? Why are we on the... Why are we against Hezbollah now?
He looks like a mini Joe Pesci.
Hezbollah? Oh, my God. Can you imagine if they remake the Super and My Cousin Vinny is just Hezbollah and it's like, but they don't teach him English. He just goes through the lines screaming. He just says his name. He's like Groot. Yeah. He just, you know, Marissa Tomei reprises her role and they're in the court scene and he's just screaming Hezbollah and she's okay. All right, so fucking your gremlin impersonation of him is more offensive than me saying midget, Gary.
Picture this, you're a deer, and you're going to drink a little bit of water. Damn, a fucking bullet. Hezbollah!
Hezbollah is Gizmo now. Don't get Hezbollah wet, because then...
Hezbollah is a Pokemon.
Hezbollah-mon.
Hezbollah, I choose you.
Hezbollah!
Fuck, Gary. Luckily, where he's from, they don't have internet access, so he'll never hear an episode of this.
Yeah. Come at me, Hezbollah. Let's go. Hezbollah's like Pikachu. He doesn't evolve. He's like that Pikachu that doesn't evolve.
You know, fuck that Pikachu. Like, you gotta grow. If you refuse to grow, which, by the way, Raichu, way better looking. Wow. So the fact that you don't want
to say that to Adam.
Why?
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Okay, look, I get Pikachu. I get the appeal. I get it. But Raichu, and then Alola form Raichu, where it's a psychic electric, and he's surfing on his fucking tail, like in the like floating. That's cool as fuck. Pikachu can never.
Yeah, Pikachu's basic.
Thank you, Carlene. There are so many other beautiful looking Pokemon, but then everyone's gonna fucking suck Pikachu's dick. Like,
yeah, Bulbasaur, my favorite Pokemon.
Yeah, Bulbasaur has depth. Like, those starter Pokemons, even though they look basic, they still look great and they evolve great. Like fucking War Turtle, the way he evolves, Charmander, like they look great. And then you get Pikachu and it's like, I don't want to evolve. And yet there's other fucking copies of him.
Yeah,
surprisingly. So you know what? You could tell Adam that Pikachu fucking sucks.
I will.
Yeah. Oh, what? He's not home?
No.
Why not?
He's working.
Oh yeah, he still has a job.
Yeah.
The way he posts memes, I didn't think he had a job anymore.
Yeah. So So we lost Piper Laurie, an amazing actress. She was perfect in the Faculty, where they put powder on her face to make her look younger.
And it worked.
She was hotter.
Yes. And you can't forget her in Twin Peaks as Catherine Martell, who great performance putting on Asian face.
Amazing. It fooled me.
Oh, it did. It fucking fooled me too. I'm like, whoa, fucking. She pulled a Tilda and a Mia before they pulled it.
Damn fucking right. Holy shit. She's up there. She's number one.
She's number one in the hood, Jay.
So, David and I know somebody on Instagram, Carlene, and like, he decided to take pics of his dick in an airplane bathroom.
Okay.
They were censored, so we didn't see the full meat, but it's just like, people gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's a tiny bathroom. I get you like, you know, body positivity and you like showing people your body. That's great, but people have to use the bathroom. You can't monopolize other spaces that are tiny like that.
So thirst trap. Damn.
Like, why you do this?
Yeah, why you do that? Let me tell you something. If I can take a piss on a flight and I am waiting 20 minutes because you have to take fucking dick pics in a bathroom in this economy,
and fuck you. Also, your phone's not in airplane mode, so now you're putting everyone in danger.
You're gonna kill us all.
Damn. God damn.
And Karen Black's not alive to save that plane, so... Yeah. Did you like that reference?
Yes, I did.
Never seen that movie.
I need to see the Sofia Coppola, Priscilla Presley movie.
I kind of do too, because I know it's going to be a whole feminist masterpiece of them shitting on Elvis. And
yeah, fuck Elvis.
Yeah, no, fuck Elvis. But like, I don't know. I don't know if I like Sofia Coppola movies.
What? I'm about to pass out right now.
Like, I respect her. And she makes wine. I respect that, but...
No, her father makes wine.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
Oh.
Just because you live... Just because you grew up in somebody's house doesn't mean you do everything they do.
That's not true. That is actually true. I can't do shit that my dad and mom do, so...
So, listen... You don't like the Virgin Suicides?
It's okay.
Really, David?
It's good.
Oh!
It's okay. My God.
Wait, David.
What?
Oh, my God. You don't like Lost in Translation?
Didn't see it.
Marie Antoinette.
Refused to see it.
Oh, my God. I love Marie Antoinette.
They don't show her getting decapitated in the movie, do they?
We're gonna have a talk after the show.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
So, just...
You hear me?
But I did do a VHS stack of her movies for a client, so does that count? It does. I will take that as a count, so I've technically seen the movies just by looking at the poster. Like that one movie, that one black superhero who would touch a book and then absorb the powers.
I think that's Meteor Man?
Yes, thank you.
Oh my God.
Yes. So I have that now. So I basically have watched the movie by looking at the poster. I win this conversation. Gary, we watched a movie this week. What did we do?
We didn't watch a movie this week. We watched... 1981s? Don't go out. Don't go into the woods. .. Alone.
Yeah, and half the people in this movie were not alone when they're in the woods.
That's in my notes. I'm like, wait a second.
So
people are not alone. They're alone. They're the people.
I'm gonna make a bold statement.
This is the greatest movie you ever watched?
No, not even. Like after a second viewing, it's like I don't hate it, but I appreciate what it is. But with all the blood and the violence, this movie is American Suspiria. With the exaggerated blood in this, yes, this movie I have dubbed American Suspiria.
So this movie starts off with a woman running down a stream, never to be heard of again.
Yes.
She went out to the woods alone.
Yeah, that you gotta love this movie for the fact that it's just a cookie cutter, flat out 80s horror movie where it's violent, you get all the tropes, and it's And it's honestly, why is it dubbed? You said it was American, right?
Yeah, it was filmed in Utah.
Why the fuck was it dubbed?
I just don't think they could afford microphones, David. So I think they just you know, redubbed it after they recorded it, after they made this, because...
Like those actors had anything else better to do.
Yeah, seriously, like...
Did any of us take the time to look up the actors' filmographies in this movie and just going to discover that they weren't in anything else?
Yeah, this is like, what you call it? The samurai one.
A Blood Beat, yeah.
Nobody's done anything else after this movie.
And yet this movie made the video's nasty list, which is hilarious. Because compared to the other movies that made that list, like, this is nothing compared to, like, everything that else is on that list.
Peter.
Was that the sex scene?
So great too. It was Peter Ingrid.
But it was just, it was a weird transitions of each scene, because like, you see the guys camping, the whole group is camping, and they're just talking. Wah. Yeah, and the music. The music was so fucking irritating in this movie.
The music was the best part of this movie, because it's like a horror movie, and it's wah, 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 wah.
Yes, they used the same Casio keyboard for Bloodbeat that they did for this movie.
Yeah, and both of them made sense at the end.
Did it, Gary?
Bloodbeat made a lot of sense.
Okay.
There was a trunk with samurai stuff in it.
He left it off.
He was the last samurai.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah, in Wisconsin. When Tom Cruise picked up Nicole Kidman in Far and Away, he left his samurai gear there.
in that weird house with the psychic family.
And the psychic family's house.
No better place to leave it.
Harlene, what did you think about Don't Go Out Into the Woods, alone?
I didn't see it the second time, but I don't recall if there were any black people in it, so I guess that's a plus, because...
Is that your Bechdel scale? You like a movie with no black people in it, currently?
It's the Blackdell scale.
Yes, exactly. If it's obvious shit that we won't do, we ain't in it, period.
You like the accuracy.
Perfect representation. Yes, perfect representation.
I didn't know that was like a black thing, that they don't go in the woods.
Fuck no. What the fuck for? We know what trees look like. We know what plants look like.
Yeah, seriously. Anybody who's like, I love nature, you're stupid.
Yeah.
You like them bugs? You like getting lost in that shit?
You like fucking lizards? Gross.
And that's why there are no black people in the Blair Witch Project. That's why that movie's accurate too.
That's right. You see that shit? We don't fuck with ghosts. Like, come on.
They don't.
We grew up fearing Jesus. Like, where the fuck with ghosts?
The greatest thing ever was Eddie Murphy talking about how a black person goes into a haunted house, they wouldn't stay there like white people. And then he made The Haunted Mansion in 2000.
All right. You can't blame Eddie. That was his I'm not reading script phase. And you know what? That worked for him, because then he was in Dreamgirls.
He was.
Didn't get an award for it, but like, he still was in Dreamgirls. So like,
his performance was not worth an award.
No, like, he's not the best part of Dreamgirls.
No, fucking Jennifer Hudson is.
She really is.
I didn't see that movie.
They gave Beyonce a song so she can win an Oscar, and she did not. But Jennifer Hudson, fat girl from American Idol, that couldn't make it to the fucking the sixth round, won an Oscar. Now, girl.
You guys remember when that movie came out? What other movie was playing at the same time?
9/11?
No, Gary. I said a movie, not a tragic event.
That Mariah Carey 9/11?
No. Fucking
Captain Phillips?
The Black Christmas remake.
Oh, the good Black Christmas remake?
Yes. So it was funny because one of my friends at the time, I wanted to see Black Christmas. So I'm like, oh, let's go see that Black Christmas movie. And she's like, Dreamgirls? I'm like, no, what?
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Well, the Black Christmas, this year is going to be The Color Purple, the musical. So,
That's funny.
Why did we
Harlene and musical? I just finished, well, I'm almost finished reading Color Purple, the book.
Why, how far are you? I have like 3 hours left.
I have like 2.5 hours, 3 hours. I'm not that.
Okay.
But like, it's quicker than, it's like only 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a, and I love that it's read by the author.
It is. She's great.
Toni Morrison?
No.
That's not funny, David. That's not funny.
I was being serious. I was dead serious. I did not know who wrote The Color Purple. It was Toni Morrison. Don't attack me.
Alice Walker.
I was close.
Surprisingly, the word pussy is used a lot in this book.
Sure is.
So damn. It's the color pussy.
That's the color of Oprah's eyes when she gets too big for her britches. Mm-hmm. They beat her stupid in that movie, David.
Now, I want a remake of The Color Purple, but I want Oprah to reprise her role, but she needs to wear the outfits she wore in A Wrinkle in Time. That's it. Like, everyone else is still in accurate period pieces, but then Oprah just shows up, delivers the same lines, but she's in those crazy fucking costumes in that movie that she was in.
Yeah.
And that's a movie I want to see now.
Okay.
I'm going to fund it. I'm going to trick Oprah saying, yeah, hey, I'm going to give money to Hawaii, even though you could easily give it, not us poor people, but psych, bitch, now you're in A Color Purple remake. Put this wig back on. I'm gonna fish you.
We see Kathy isn't here off the rails tonight. David's doing rails.
Yeah, we were born to entertain. Life is a stage, Gary.
Suit up.
Yep. Did David pass the black doll test? Nope.
What? Why? Because I'm not... I know about the movie Bones. The Snoop Dogg horror movie.
I was about to say that shit. That's a TV show.
No, not no. About the movie where Snoop Dogg's is the Bones.
David, I don't know what that movie's about. Bones. He's watched Tales from the Hood.
I gotta rewatch Tales from the Hood. I watched that when I was very young. I have to rewatch it.
Tales from the Hood was very kind of scary and visceral to me when I was very young, and then I rewatched it, and it's cheesy as fuck.
It sure is.
And have you seen the other ones? I think there's either a second or a third.
I saw the second one when I was in Blockbuster, but I didn't see the third.
The third one was just so stupidly woke that it wasn't even funny.
Like Creepshow.
It's like that movie Totally Killer that I watched this week, which is
thank you for the Amazon review. Because I'm not gonna watch it now. Thank you.
I was telling David, like, one, there's a much better movie which was called Final Girls, which is almost the exact same thing. Two, she's like, so homophobic. This is so racist. I'm like, oh my God, you're in 1987. Of course it is. Shut up. Christ.
Like that. This is not the vehicle to be like, oh, the 80s was racist. We know that. But stop bringing it up.
The 80s also show tits all the time.
All the time. It was beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Because it was artfully done.
Hold on. Let me find the lines I sent to David. Oh, he's a shitbag. Oh, no, that's somebody we don't like. I said, Totally Killer is not great. She says problematic 5 times already. And then she goes, there's the racism. I was like, this is a line. And then I grow up, David. Homophobic undertones, another line.
That's basically our text conversations. Like, Gary will, in the middle of it, if I say something, he'll just be like, shut up or grow up.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at. That's our friendship.
Life. Well, that's life.
That's healthy. You guys are, you know, turning into the fucking Muppets. It's great.
We're trying to pass the black belt test that Carlene came up with.
Yeah, you know what's yes, a, you have to pass.
You know what's a great African-American black movie that is a horror movie? Candyman, and it fucking holds up.
Oh God.
So good.
Good.
The first one
always gives me chills.
Yes. Tony Todd is so perfect as a villain because, and at the end of the movie, I'm like, yeah, but he's not the bad guy.
No.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And fucking when she sees on the wall, it was always you, Helen. That shit is so fucking beautiful. Like when I first saw that, I honestly got chills too. I'm like, that shit's beautiful. And then my ex at the time is like, I don't get it. I'm like, and you never will. Shut up.
Yeah. Tony Todd is so perfect in that movie. Virginia Madison is so perfect in that movie.
Right.
And that's like, the Williams.
From I don't want to see the sequels. Like, I just want to like stay watching that one, and that'd be my only memory.
Like,
I don't
never see the watch the sequels, please.
The second one is terrible. The third one is god awful. The new one that came out, I enjoyed it.
I haven't seen it yet. I've still have yet to see that one too.
It's on Vudu.
I'm like hesitant, you know, because I love the first and original the most.
That movie holds up. It is so amazing. Practical effects. Tony Todd got paid to keep bees in his mouth. They're like, I think they get $100 to keep bees in his mouth or something like that. Like, such an amazing movie. And yeah. Tales from the Hood, yeah, it was good the first time you watch it, and you watch it again, and you're like, okay, this is stupid. But fucking Candyman is still a haunting fucking movie of fucking racism that, you know, goddamn, we gotta do that movie one time.
We're gonna.
Yes.
We will. So,
back to this movie. A lot of people do nothing and die. Like
it. A lot of the victims I do feel bad for because they're not the married couple. They were annoying, but then like
The married couple, my favorite people in this movie.
Like the scout guy, like the first kill where like his arm gets ripped off. Like he's just walking. He doesn't need to be killed.
He's a bird watcher.
Oh, okay, thank you. I thought he was a fucking scout leader without scouts.
No, he was not dressed like a scout leader.
It looked like it.
No, he was a bird watcher, and he gets murdered. Well, that's because he went out into the woods, alone, David.
To watch birds.
Yeah, there's birds in the fucking city. Like, what birds are you looking for?
I've seen cardinals. I've seen blue jays. I've seen hummingbirds. I need to go any further than that.
What else the fuck are? Oh, look, I see a parrot. I'll go to the fucking store and I'll look at a parrot.
Okay, there are feral parrots that live around my hood. Like, come on. There's a big-ass nest of those bastards chirping the fuck away every day.
On Long Island, there actually is one town that has fucking tropical birds that are there because during Sandy, they somehow got there and then they, like, just live there. So there's tropical birds on Long Island, so we don't have to go to the woods to see macaws or red-breasted. No, they just started fucking reproducing, and now there's, like, generations of these tropical birds.
How would they survive the weather?
They adapted because you could do that.
You can't just adapt.
You like, can
3 seconds into something.
Okay, then how do those bed bugs in Paris adapt to that climate, Gary?
Those are bed bugs.
Yeah, bed bugs are, you know, pure evil. They just come out of nowhere.
Also, like, they're in beds, David. It's the same weather in Paris's bedrooms as it is in New York bedrooms. But a tropical bird, like, you can't keep a fucking, like, an alligator in Long Island.
Yes, you can. I've seen alligators on Long Island as pets.
What drug dealers do you know?
Yeah, okay, guys, there has been in my life on Long Island, there has been several occasions where there have been people who have had illegal fucking animals in their houses for some reason. This has been a problem. Like,
Long Island is like the fucking freak show of New York. It's like Jessica Lange coming out singing Fridge.
Yes, essentially that's what Long Island is. No one really seems to get it. It's like that when we went to see Reba and we went to that fancy place to eat, the girl's like, oh yeah, I've only been to this one part. I'm like, you went to the nice part of Long Island. Fucking travel more. You'll understand what a nightmare this place is. You know, I'm afraid when you guys come to travel for Haunted House of Hamburgers, what you're going to encounter.
Can't wait.
Which the place is still thriving, believe it or not.
Yeah, because people love spooky burgers.
Do you?
Yeah, do you think you get a Dominic Paradise over the spooky kissing monster mash?
It's like Frankenstein Valley singing monster.
Frankenstein Valley.
We did the mash. We did the monster mash. Mashed potatoes. Here you go.
Oh, he's serving too? Come on. That's
more serious. He's got to work.
Doesn't have a job.
He's got to work, David. Yeah. Like, come on.
And then, now, like, imagine, all right, so imagine this man in a poor Frankenstein outfit, pretending to be Frankie Valli, singing, and then in each set, talks about Antifa Redicore.
Yes, I'm down for that.
Straight up Tim and Eric fucking skit right there. That's Tim right there.
Oh my God.
Have you guys ever been to Jekyll and Hyde's in the city?
Yes. No. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, so Carlene knows.
Mm-hmm.
I fought with them once, okay? Just the reason why, Carlene. Carlene, please, for the uneducated, please explain what Jekyll and Hyde's is in the city.
Jekyll and Hyde Club is a multi-leveled club with different floors dedicated to horror tropes, like Frankenstein, maybe Dracula, I think. I remember Frankenstein and Dracula, and maybe, of course, Jekyll and Hyde, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And you either choose or you get chosen to go to a certain floor. I think you have to make reservations because it's like a full show. It's like a show. You get with your food.
Mm-hmm.
And the place is tchotchkied up, shit all over the walls. It's really, really fucking extravagant.
Haunted.
Really.
You have to find the bathrooms.
Pretty much.
Too.
Oh, God. Bathrooms. Everything is just
hidden.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
And they won't tell you where it is. You have to find it. It's like a bookshelf. You have to pull a book and then you can piss.
Mm-hmm. Fucking unnecessary one, but it's part of the experience.
Yeah. So Carly went there during the heyday when it was working. I went there for a friend's birthday party once, and none of the animatronics were working, and like there was maybe one person dressed up, and we got the bill, and there was a $75 surcharge for entertainment.
Oh my God.
But you are entertained.
And I said, entertainment in this economy? No, I didn't even say that. I just said, entertainment? Oh, you mean the Jekyll that popped out and his head fell off? Okay. I'm not paying $75 for this. They were like, sir, you have to. I was like, you could take my burger back.
Oh my
God. Yeah, I would not pay for it. I was like, I'm not paying $75. There was no entertainment. I was like, I had to find the bathroom. And yeah, that's not entertaining to me. Peeing my pants is not entertaining.
Well, for some people it is.
Yeah. But no, so
for your OnlyFans, Gary. Come on.
I know. So I Karen'd and I was like, I'm paying this. And my cousins were like, just pay it. I'm like, I'm not paying it. And I was like, sir, I'm not paying the $75. If you want to entertain me right now, come out and do a song and a dance and I'll pay the $75. But I'm not paying $75 for a broken fucking jukebox. Okay. Thank you.
Oh my God. You shouldn't have to. Like, no. What the fuck?
Like, when I went there the first time, everything was working. So I was like, oh, this is cool. Yeah, okay, I'll pay. I don't think it was $75 back then. That was like the early 90s. So, like, it was probably $20.
Yeah, it was probably like 20 bucks. Yeah.
Then I went there, we went there, like, it was like 10 years ago. And I'm like, okay, this is on its last legs to begin with. And I was like, why would you bring me to a place where I have to pay $70 for entertainment? Get the fuck out of here. It's not even Charles Entertainment Cheese, okay? And even get pizza. Man
knows how to put on a show.
He does.
Fuck yeah. He's been in the entertainment business for years. He knows how to roll.
I miss theme restaurants in the city. David never knows this, Carlene, because, you know, he's afraid to go into the city.
I went to that one white trash themed restaurant, the Trailer Park restaurant.
I love that one.
Right? That place is great.
We love that place, too. Adam and I used to go there all the time. But it's just Yeah, it's
I'm going to the city on the 27th for a fucking party. Like, don't say I don't go to the city.
But you don't.
Yeah, what else do I need to go to the city for? My only reason to come to the city is to see Carlene. Like, but yeah. Me and her are always busy.
Yeah.
No, busy. I mean, fuck Gary, right?
Yeah, that fucking attitude, yeah.
You nasty fucking bitch.
You fucking nasty cunt.
You know what?
Yes.
Enjoy your misery. Enjoy your fucking tropical parrots flying over your head, all right?
That's in Lindenhurst. I'm nowhere near that.
Oh, Lindenhurst.
Oh, wait, no, Amityville. Like, that's like Amityville, Lindenhurst area. I'm nowhere near that. Oh, so instead, I have crackheads here instead of the birds.
Oh, even better. I hope a crackhead throws. I hope they throw a crack pipe at you.
You know, it's bound to happen.
It's okay. They can get them from the vending machines. They got planted out there in the island.
Oh, yeah. Long Island gives you crack pipes.
Schumer is doing his thing. I don't even know if he's the mayor of Long Island.
Yeah, the mayor of Long Island is Chupa Chan.
It's who?
Chupa Chan.
Chupa Chan?
Yes.
So Hanna-Barbera character is running Long Island? Because that would make sense.
The Gila Gorilla.
Yes. The Gila Gorilla, who has Top Cat as our comptroller.
Yes. Yeah. And the Heathcliff and the Junkyard Gang are running it.
That wasn't a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. We're talking about Hanna-Barbera strictly, Gary.
Okay, Snidely Whiplash and
Rosie the Runway. Robot is in charge of technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome Burt to the Young, Space Jam.
Burt Young.
He's dead.
Well, he was alive. He was in Amityville Horror too.
He was in Chinatown as well. Yeah.
He let his son and his daughter fuck while he beat his wife.
Yeah, and enjoyed it. He couldn't repent from that. He loved it so much.
He was so busy
beating his kids.
Yes, he was beating his kids, who he assumed destroyed a whole kitchen in a matter of seconds.
Yes.
So he was too busy beating them to realize his son and daughter are fucking.
Too busy beating the children and trying to rape his wife while his kids were fucking next door.
Mm-hmm.
God, Amityville, it's like, we need to just do an entire year where we just...
Every fucking Amityville movie imaginable, and there's a lot of
guys... I want to see that stupid space one, right? It's in space?
Yes, Amityville in space.
Holy shit.
God.
Like after the possession that we saw, is it possession, David? I mean, Gary?
Yes.
Oh my God. Like, that one was amazing.
Oh my God. The traveling one, yes. The possession is the second one. The fourth one is Amityville. Was it on the road? No.
The evil escape on the road.
Evil escapes, yes. Evil escapes.
On the road again.
And the bitch mom who's just like, I really hate your family.
I really hate your fucking kids. They're rude. No manners.
No manners. My jams.
I gotta rewatch, but the Amityville, It's About Time, where they fucking time travel in the house.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, David, it's so.
You need to watch. No, you need to stop. You need to watch The Evil Escapes. That was when every once in a while Gary and Carlene find something and we're just like, we need to watch this right now.
The moment you tell me
I finished watching it, Carlene was watching it, and then we were just like, just like the greatest. Like, she's like, she's got like pickles and jams in her basement,
and pissed that they're cracked.
Yes.
This is Patty Duke.
Dusty. And she's like, my jams.
No, Patty Duke's mom.
No, but Patty Duke was in the movie though, right?
Yes.
Duke is the mom, and then mm-hmm. But Patty Duke is not the star. The mother, the bitch mother is the star.
No, she's not the star because on the VHS, she got like third billing on the cover. So yeah, she's not the star of Amityville 4, The Evil Escapes.
She didn't even say I love you back to her daughter. So rude.
I wouldn't either. Her daughter was a bitch. She brought a fucking ton of kids into the house. That's like me saying, Carlene, come over and bring your kid in. You bring David. And I'm like, oh, this fucking miserable kid. Why didn't you put the big kids?
That's mean. You're Patty Dukey, Gary.
Yes. I made Patty Dukes all over the floor today.
That you did, because you're fucking disgusting.
Hey, whatever gets me paid would only get whatever gets me paid from OnlyFans.
That's right, baby. Bring that money. That's right, baby.
Subscribe. You can watch me shit on a glass table. Peace and love. I'll say anything you want me to say, and I'll shit on the table like fucking that girl. That nothing like a girl.
Oh god, that fucking girl.
That's
a pocket. It's like, I'm visualizing you shitting on a glass table now. I'm not thrilled.
I'm not either. I'm disgusted by myself.
Because you came up with the idea of shitting on a glass table.
Yeah, that's what I did.
You should have Windex sponsor you.
Hey, Windex. Help watch me clean this glass table with Windex. There was shit on it. Now it's clean.
That's right, baby.
So these people go out into the woods alone. Like, can we even describe this movie?
Okay, I want to talk about the one scene where it's the annoying people having sex in the van.
Oh, my God, and I then, love that scene.
Now, notice this scene. It's Dick and Cherry. What?
It's Dick and Cherry.
Yes, so the scene is at the scene's at night, and then when the van goes tumbling, it's daytime. And then when the van explodes, it's nighttime again.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's great editing right there. You gotta
David, that's what got in your knickers this entire movie. There's a girl riding on skates, and she's just like, woo! And the cop is like, skaters. Yeah. Those summers, bro, there's 30 people that have been killed in your woods. Like,
no, the best thing about this movie at the end was the one guy shirtless and covered in blood.
Oh, Peter?
Yes. That's what sold me. Even though no one, their voices were dubbed terribly for some reason that I still won't understand. That was the seller of the movie.
There's also, hold on. Both of the girls, Ingrid and Joanne, both have like the ugliest haircuts.
Oh God, yes. It's like they both cut each other's hair in the dark.
And they're like they're obviously all gay, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they're obviously like, I don't think they're together, but they're all gay because
Peter. Did you bring a pair of pants to change?
Because Peter gets scared by the guy that's just walking.
But did you think at some point Bigfoot was killing these people until later on? It's like, no, it's just a crazy guy who was wearing a lot of fur.
I thought it was a bear.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But
wouldn't it be great if it was Cocaine Bear?
Oh, it would have been such a better movie.
We should remake this movie and make Kevin James play the monster in the woods.
Oh, God. Perfect. Role of a lifetime. The role he is meant to play.
Yes. He'll just play the big goofy monster in the woods.
Leah Remini just shows up.
Just because. Peter. So Dick and Cherry. Oh, Dick and Cherry are great.
They were in the woods alone.
Yeah.
Having sex.
You got Craig, who's like mansplaining everything. And he's like, first things first, you don't know anything about being in the woods. First, don't panic. Okay. Well, I'm in the woods alone.
But like the van with the Farrah Fawcett poster on top of it, that's a look.
Yeah.
My first car is going to be that van that will be tossed at night and then tossed during the day and then explode at night.
Another great part of this movie is where the guy who's dressed like Rerun from What's Happening is photographing, I don't know, trees. And decides his fat ass is going to climb up the side of the mountain.
See, I knew it. There is one black person in this. Yes. I was kind of happy he died, though.
No, he's white, Carlene.
No. I'm watching the movie as we speak, and yes, I remember there was a black person in the group.
There was a black person
that night. Yes, he was terrible. He panicked his ass off, scared. Of course,
he died because he didn't listen to Craig. Craig didn't mansplain it to him to not panic.
They tricked him. They didn't tell him they were going into the woods. They're just like, hey, let's hang out, and then like. You know, that's his ride. So that's why he's panicking in the woods. Because.
But the thing is also, Peter, there is the black guy who's fucking the white girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then they get murdered in the sleeping bag. Yes. They're
murdered in the sleeping bag. They're not alone. They're fucking.
Like, no Terry and Dick.
And then why did the guy in the wheelchair, like, what was his role? Like,
his role was to. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, wah, like. Wah. Oh, was that the comedic relief? Because that's kind of a terrible comedic relief right there.
He just falls. Like, why would you go into the woods in a wheelchair by yourself? Like,
how'd you get there?
Yeah.
Who brought you there?
Did you just wheel? No, you're fat, so you didn't make it that far on your own legs.
Like, did someone just, like, as a joke, drop him there?
what was your plan? Was your plan to get up the mountain?
What are you trying to prove, sir? Going into the woods.
Yeah, sir.
Alone.
Wheelchair. You fell out by pushing yourself near a tree. You're going to climb up a mountain? Come on, bro. Get your shit together.
It was just... That's poor decision on his part. Like, at least in front of the 13th, you know, the guy in the wheelchair there had friends.
Yeah, or Franklin.
But he got an accident to the throat, though. Shit.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. At least
this guy didn't.
No, but at least in Friday the 13th, people brought him there. He was part of a group. This guy
was also hot in Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah. God, he was.
Oh, yeah. Damn. And gay. He died of AIDS in real life because he was gay.
Everybody died of AIDS in the 80s. We got it.
Everyone had AIDS. Okay.
Everybody got AIDS and shit.
Except for Ronald Reagan. He was too busy giving AIDS. No, because he was too busy giving AIDS. Maybe he had it and was giving it by dick.
No, Nancy was giving it by sucking dick.
Oh, that bitch.
She's spitting AIDS right into their cockheads.
Okay, Gary.
The throat goat, baby.
That was unnecessarily descriptive. You guys stop listening to porn for a while, Gary, because...
No!
That was disgusting. Fucking Danielle Steele over here fucking talking about graphic nastiness. Ugh. By the way, I just did a Western book cover, and here's the kicker. The guy who wrote the book is from England,
mm-hmm.
and I need to know, like, what does he know about the Wild West?
He could have read a book about it.
No, it's not the same. You got to experience Arizona before you write about Arizona.
Maybe he watched Yellowstone, David.
Even though there's that song that country bitch sang that there's no Arizona.
Yeah.
So is Arizona real or not? I need answers and I'm not going to Google it.
Arizona is real, David.
They make iced tea.
Oh my God.
99 cent iced tea, baby.
It's not even
ginseng one, motherfucker.
Yo, they got that watermelon Arizona that it's gross, but it does the trick.
If you drink it fast, it's good.
Yeah,
that's what Beyonce was spitting, watermelon.
It tastes like sugar, and it's great.
Yeah, all Arizona stuff tastes like sugar. It's water, sugar, and...
No, the Arnold Palmers are bomb as fuck. They taste like things. Yeah, the Arnold Palmers actually taste like something.
I remember when they used to make the ginseng one in the blue bottle. That shit used to fucking slap.
And until they told you it's healthy, and it's not... But who cares? It's Arizona. You're not paying for health.
I'm paying 99 cents for this shit.
You know what you're paying for.
Get a giant can of iced tea. Like, what am I expecting? Yeah, I'm expecting health benefits. Ooh, I can see better now because I drank a 99 cent iced tea.
Yes, the diabetes is kicking in way faster.
Oh, look at me. I'm better than anybody.
I now have night vision because I drank 99 cent ice on idiots. It's not fucking healthy for you. It's Arizona iced tea.
It has ginseng, Gary.
Yes, everything has ginseng in it.
No, not everything.
Yeah, go to Ginseng RS.
What?
Ginseng RS. Everything has ginseng in it. It's like 100% ginseng.
They went bankrupt in Long Island. I can't.
No, you sound stupid because Dominic Paradise is
the Molotov cocktail.
He's like ginseng in everything. Oh, here she comes.
The ginseng is his fluoride. That's why he's upset.
Yes. Dominic Paradise, we love you. Come on the show. We need to talk to you about what Wagyu steak tastes like. We can't afford it.
If I bully these people, probably.
Do you think that they pay him in Wagyu steak? They're like, it's expensive, Dominic.
I'm at a point where I don't think it's actually Wagyu. I think they're lying.
It's rat meat.
You know
what? Yeah.
But there,
it's all the dogs that they don't sell in North Shore.
Look, if the way they decorate this place is so baffling, because like I haven't been in there, I just see through the giant windows. But like in the waiting room, like when you walk in, there's like this weird statue. Besides the flies, that like you know, beautiful
the flies. Dogs. Yeah, Colleen's right with the flies.
Like you got the decorative flies, and then you got this one statue.
Flies.
Yeah, it's like those weird Mickey Mouse statues. Like,
oh,
it's weird. It's not Mickey Mouse, but it looks like Mickey Mouse, like with the gloves, and it's like some weird statue that doesn't fit in. And then, like, they have funeral arrangement flowers in the lobby. I don't get that. And then, like, they have Halloween lights.
You need to go undercover in the Wagyu. Yes. I need photos of this fake Mickey. I need to see.
And I'll take a picture of that.
To see the Wagyu flies.
I will take all these pictures. I will go.
You order their steak fries and steak flies, and the waiter will just crack up. The waiter will stifle such a laugh, and you have to tip him well for that.
This podcast has slowly but surely become the Wagyu Steakhouse Hour.
Because
we got entertainment, we got puns,
yeah,
and most of all, we got a fake Mickey Mouse in the lobby with a funeral arrangement flowers. What the fake
Mickey Mouse statue looks like?
It's very confusing.
So, what's the aesthetic of this steakhouse? It's like
confusing.
It's got funeral flowers, the Mickey statue, flies,
Halloween lights outside.
Of course, this Long Island. You guys love spooks.
No, Gary. I want to edit that.
What? Spooks, like spooky stuff.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
Racist term?
That is a racist term, though. It is.
Really?
You don't remember that from Back to the Future, Gary?
David.
What?
Why would I bring something up that's a racist term?
Because you're an idiot.
When you go to the Halloween haunted house, they're like, it's spooks.
No, they don't. No, no one says that.
Spook house?
Yes, spook house is different than spooks.
How?
You put house at the end of it. It's like brick house. It's mighty, mighty.
So if I say spook, it's
spooky. But now I'll hang out.
Yeah, thank you. Oh
my God. Wow. This is crazy. Like, guys.
Yes.
I need to know more about this Wagyu steakhouse.
So Google it, Gary. Why don't you Google it?
No, I want you to take pictures. You work next door to it, David.
Yeah, but Google it. With that attitude and that big ass.
Googling shit? What am I, you? Oh wait, I wouldn't be Googling if I was you.
Look,
wow,
thanks for teaching me.
Thanks for teaching me about hate tonight, David. Because
you're welcome.
Literally about like something spooky, and you're like, "What are you saying?" And I'm like, "What?" Look, you don't remember racist terms from Back to the Future? Obviously not. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it.
Gary.
Yes.
The world is a stage. We are entertainers.
Shut the fuck up, you clown. You're playing me right now.
What?
You're playing. You're gaslighting me.
I can't gaslight you because I'm an idiot.
We are watching. Guys, don't go out into the woods alone. Like,
don't. Just fucking don't.
It's on Tubi.
Just watch it. Just watch
and YouTube.
An hour and 10 minutes.
We do gotta, you gotta admit though, this whole month, every movie we watched was not on your on your Venmo. It's on your, was it on your Voodoo, Harry?
No, it's all on Tubi. It's all on Tubi. We, Adam and I, have gotten into The Golden Bachelor, which is a 71-year-old bachelor and a whole bunch of like 60 to 70-year-old women
vying
for his attention.
Oh God, the fucking, all those dry pussies just waiting to get moist.
There is one that looks just like Caitlyn Jenner. I'm sending it in the group chat. She is the shitster. Hold on.
Oh, of course she is. When you look like shit, you stir shit. I would know.
I'm sending it to you guys right now. And then there's one that I did David's face swap on, and I said, would thou like to live deliciously?
Ew. Oh, that looks like white old Nelly Furtado.
Oh, God, yes. Spot on, David.
Oh, God. This woman is a joke.
Yeah, she's sexy. She's a shitster.
Oh, God. She. What is going on with those arms? I'd cry too.
Like earring.
God.
Oh my God.
I'd cry too if I looked like that. Jesus.
Do you think Kathy didn't come on because you hurt her feelings by sending her as Kevin James Nerado?
No, Gary. She didn't come on because she's busy with work and she hates you. But she's not going to tell you that she hates you.
She doesn't hate me. She hates you.
Okay. Fucking join the club.
You're a terrible husband.
She wrote in her
terrible
life,
husband. Look, she wrote her, like Burt Young did to his wife.
She wrote in her live journal, Gary. She said in her live journal,
yes,
that Gary, I can't.
Well, Kathy just responded. Is that Caitlyn Jenner?
What is this monster? What is that face? Is that the piss lady?
That's a real person.
Yes, these are all real people.
God, that is that the woman who like does the urine like.
What? Does the urine what?
The urine therapy? That like she puts fucking urine drops in her eye and she's all about like urine therapy?
Yes.
Okay, look.
That's a contestant on the show.
These are all contestants.
Right? Fiddling with piss.
Yes, she put it looks piss like in her eyes.
Look. Oh my God. I don't want to be mean, but like these women all look terrible. They did. The company did not. The company, the makeup people must have a vendetta against them because they did nothing. So,
there was one who was like literally fucking hot as fuck. She was like 65, but her daughter had an issue with her C-section. So she left the show. And this bachelor was so mad because she was generally the hot chick. Like she was like the Blanche of this show.
Oh shit.
And she's like, I have to go. My daughter had an issue with her C-section. And I'm like, wow, where else would you hear something like that? Like, I have to leave this, I have to leave the competition. My daughter's C-section went wrong.
That's something I'm gonna do to get out of work.
And there was a sassy black one on there, and she was the best, and Adam and I loved her, but she had the fucking the kid in play haircut.
Oh God.
Oh my goodness.
And she got kicked off. And I felt horrible because he liked her, but he wasn't gonna be able to deal with a woman with a flat top.
And also if you leave her alone in the house, she's gonna throw a party. Like,
I know, with her buddy. Mm-hmm. Kid.
It's law. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the claw is law.
That's right. It's fucking happening with or without your permission or knowledge, whatever. It's kind of happening. Get ready to get down.
I can't because you know, they're class act.
Yeah.
Well, on. Loosen up. Take some fish oil for your joints.
Yeah.
I got to
have a little turmeric.
Make sure that has a curcumin in it.
Have a little turmeric. Drink a lot of water. And there's one who, like, she got the first rose. So, like, she thinks she's hot shit, but she just does not get picked again. And she's just like, well, you know, getting the first impression rose on the first night, I thought, and everyone's like, okay, you didn't get another first impression, so stop.
I want.
Was that the one that rode the bike? Was the bike rider? Was
yeah.
That the one that, yeah, that one. Okay, I figured as much. Didn't even watch the show, and I was like, I saw her first in some advertisement, and I was like, yeah, she's not going to get picked.
She got the first impression rose because she came in with a, what you call it, with a motorcycle. So now I'm sending you guys the hot one, the one who kind of looks like Michelle Pfeiffer that left. And then my favorite, the chick with the fucking kid in play hair.
Look, I need a version of the show, but it's a shot of love. And everyone is 60 and older.
Oh, they should do like, they should do the Jersey Shore, but it's like 80 year olds from fucking Jersey dating.
Okay, see,
those accents.
Yeah. Both of these women, I understand. These are hot women, and the makeup team took care of them. But all these other bitches, you got Ghislaine Maxwell fucking a contestant in the show.
Look at what's her name? Natasha. Look at those titties.
I want to dip my face in those titties.
I know. If she would just put a ma wig on, he would have been like, I can't control myself over you. Titties, that fucking bunt cut haircut. Titties.
Like, no dick can handle it. Like, they'd be bleeding dicks everywhere.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would suggest you guys watch Golden Bachelor. It's great. It's better than Don't Go Out Into the Woods .com alone.
Yeah.
It ended like it had a weird serial killer vibe at the end. I mean, with everyone. You know,
like when he's like, I'm hungry, I'm going to eat something. And she's like, in the killer's house. And he's like, if there's food in there, I'm going to eat it. I'm like, yo, Peter, eat a leaf.
Like, you win, nature. You might as well enjoy it. Oh. Like, come on.
Eat some leaves, you fucking faggot.
Seriously.
Anyway. So,
it serves him right for going out into the woods.
Yeah,
alone.
I know. Peter was in the woods for... And then Ingrid comes out, and then, like, Ingrid takes the machete, and she, like, starts stabbing the fuck out of this guy. And then the sheriff is like, okay, I think he's had enough. I'm like, bro. This guy's killed 40 people, and there's a baby sitting around like with an axe now.
God, you give the movie credit for just being like a regular slasher movie, but then you can't give it credit for the other stupid shit it was doing.
And I wish the baby would have like thrown an axe and killed the sheriff at the end.
That would have been a better ending.
The baby would have been like, ACAB.
But you didn't like the song at the end that was written for the movie?
Yes, it was Don't Go Out Into the Woods Alone, sung by Dominic Paradise.
Uncredited.
Uncredited.
Dominic. That's why he's Antifa now.
Now he feels seen.
We learned a lot this week. I learned that I can't say spooks because it apparently is a dirty word. David learned that Dominic Paradise is in Antifa. We learned that Suzanne Summers is in hell.
Oh, okay. We didn't learn that. You just said it.
with Burt Young, he's beating her.
Yes.
And we learned that Piper Laurie is throwing fucking shit on both of them and telling them they're going to laugh at her, throwing tampons at her.
And wearing a Japanese man disguise the entire time.
She's in the Blood Beat samurai costume.
Yes.
Rest in peace, people who died.
Yeah, rest in peace, Gloria Vanderbilt.
Who's that?
She's a designer. I think she's dead.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Piper Laurie. Rest in peace, Burt Young. Rest in peace, Suzanne Summers. We love you.
Rest in peace, actress from Dark Shadows who also died.
Yeah, rest in peace, lady from that soap opera from the 60s. No one cares.
It's vampires.
Yeah.
It's vampires.
The Rock. Yeah.
Is what?
You rest said the Rock? Peace. I said rest in peace, Rock.
Rest in peace, Barack Obama.
Wow, David, don't say that.
What? David.
Oh, because the government is listening to our podcast. Okay. Well, we're themed a national threat. Yeah, all right. We did a whole month based on one movie. That's definitely a fucking national threat.
Yeah. It's not like Terrifier or Terrifier 2. Those movies are dumb.
Or Terrifier 3, Electric Boogaloo.
That's Carly's birthday torture next year when that comes out.
I'm curious. Yeah, okay, yes, do it.
I'm going to watch those movies soon.
Begrudgingly, I will want to see this, but yeah,
you are hard. We got to figure something out for you, so.
And make her watch Terrifier 2 twice.
Every day
for a month.
But we gotta have a dash cam in our house so we know when she's watching the movie every day.
Well, it's gonna end up being like a Battlefield Earth situation where I'm gonna end up watching that several times a day just for no fucking reason out of depression.
Like my what you call it? Like when I watched David, what's the one with Willem Dafoe bleeding?
Oh, fucking Antichrist that you watched by accident? Fucking
I watched three times because we changed the show three times.
Oh my God. I don't even think I've seen it that much. I've seen it twice. That was good enough.
Yeah, you know, it's a good movie.
It is a good movie. Because, you know, because Charlotte Johannesburg just loves to get fucked on screen.
Yes, what are you? If I was in a fucking Gus Van Sant movie, I'd want to be fucked on screen.
No, in any movie. She gets fucked in every single movie she's in.
She does. With her nappy pussy hair.
Look, she's bringing awareness to nappy pussy hair. No one else is in this economy. Alone.
This economy?
Not alone.
No. We do movies.
Anyway, guys, like, don't go out into the woods .. alone. A lot of shit happens. Reba, for some reason, Reba's like making ribs on what you call it. The Voice. Like every time I see Reba commercials on The Voice, she's like, I'm making tots. She's making tater tots. She's like, Reba's tots. And I'm like,
she's feeding them.
Feed us. Feed us more music, Reba. Get off The Voice.
Yes, come do more movies. Come back on tour.
Yeah. Do Reba reboot.
Oh, yes. Come back to television with a comedy and not a judge show or dramas.
Yeah. Come back to comedy. Your kids are adults. They'll have great. You'll be like, I'm a great grandmother now. Barbara Jane.
Take your titties out.
Yeah, show us your tits.
Like, we need you, Reba. We need more from you. Not just you judging people on singing and also feeding them air fried food.
Mm. Yeah.
She made us air fried food. I know. Even though we had to wait, we watched her the opening of her show when she made a duty break, according to Carlene.
That's right. She had to take a shit while her theme song played.
That's how you do it.
Back. I'm making tots.
At my ass.
I'm shooting tots out of my asshole.
Oh, you know her butthole's so clean. God, she's... Guys, Reba has a clean butthole.
She does.
Whatever.
Yo, you know she's probably got a whatchacallit. She probably got a bidet. She carries like a travel bidet so she can take a shit. And then for some reason, a bidet cleans your ass. I'm like, okay.
And you know, when she uses it every time, she's like, don't mind if I bidoo. And she thinks to herself, every time because that's what Reba does.
And giggles every time it sprays.
And then the bidet has when she gets off of it, it's Barbara Jean's face, and she's like,
let's contact Barbara Jean and be like, hey babe, you need to make a Reba reboot. You need to bring it back, and you
we're only produce you can do it. It. Hi, Barbara Jean. We're A24. We're looking to do a reboot.
It's like, hey, we have no money. Let's do this reboot, please. We'll get Miranda Cosgrove to be Reba.
Yeah, Miranda Cosgrove, her show got canceled.
Yes, on a cliffhanger.
So she's free. Yeah.
Yes, of course she's free. Let's get her.
What? So the cliffhanger was Carly's mother came back and.
And you don't know who the mother is? Who
cares?
It's the mother.
No one has ever cared about iCarly's mother.
No, we were always about Spence.
It turns out to be Kate from 8. Was it Kate? What's her name?
Kate
Gosselin?
Yeah, Kate Gosselin.
Miley Cyrus.
Ends up being her. Ends up being Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus is her mother. She's like,
hey Carly.
What
hey,
are you? Carly. I was 6 months old when I had you.
I like that you both did radically different Miley Cyrus accents. Gary channeled her past and you, Carly, just went to like her current.
Oh, yeah.
Tale of Two Mileys.
That's my favorite Miley.
A Tale of Two Mileys.
Oh, next week, Britney Spears' book drops and I am all in it.
Same. Nice change of pace from you guys.
To talk shit about Justin Timberlake, that piece of shit motherfucker. I hate him.
Why do you think he's touring with NSYNC again? Because everyone hates him now, so he has to get his image back, but we don't want that.
No one wants him anyway. Look at him.
Nobody wanted that to begin with.
Exactly. Yeah.
He got that fucking reject from Seventh Heaven pregnant, and people are like, oh, great.
Jessica Biel?
Yeah, fuck her.
Why do I think was in those Honey movies and she wasn't?
No, that's Jessica Alba who was in Honey.
What a franchise.
When there was only one, the franchise didn't continue with her.
There's other movies.
I know, but she's not in them.
Oh, that's mean.
Ugh. Are you getting the Julia Fox one too?
What?
Are we getting the Julia Fox book too?
Oh, yeah.
Down the Drain.
I need both of those. Well, I don't think Britney's reading her book, but Julia Fox is going to read hers. So I'm going to listen to her talk. Mm-hmm. But like, and then I was sitting there and I can't believe it.
Morgan Freeman narrates Julia Fox's book.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God. I live in a tiny apartment, okay? Wake up.
And then I'm going to write my autobiography calling, fuck you, David. A book by Gary.
And no one's going to read it.
No, at least 10 people who listen to our show will read it.
Well, I'm not, because I don't read.
I didn't invite you. You don't know how to read. I'll do the audiobook too. This book is dedicated to everybody except David. Fuck you.
Who's not reading because I can't read.
This book is dedicated to Doug Heffernan. Fucking us.
Yeah, okay, you know. So yeah, no, don't dedicate it to me because then at your wedding, when I actually surprise you and read passages from your book and then you all get emotional and cry because I can read at the end, you're going to look so foolish.
Yeah, you're going to do it, Cameron Diaz.
I finally learned, and then you guys will have finally learned what it's like to be in shoes.
Be like, oh my God, he's in my shoes.
Yes, and then you will look so fucking foolish on your special day, and then I'm going to break it.
Because you'll still be fucking reading like a six-year-old. You're like, because that's how she read the fucking poem at the end. She's like, fucking Porky Pig.
Do not talk shit about that movie.
And then knew how to break down the entire sentence, the entire fucking poem, which she read.
She knew everything because she's fucking Cameron Diaz.
She was in shoes, guys. She was in her shoes.
Sister, who's the only one who ever stood up for her, his boyfriend.
She was in her shoes. Forever.
No.
She was in her shoes alone.
Spooky cookies. Blah. Guys.
Beautiful. Just hang up.
I love you guys all.
Don't show up. Guys, good night, everybody.
I love y'all.
Guys, Don't Go Into the Woods .. Alone is streaming on Tubi, of course. Watch it if you want. I don't give a fuck. We don't get paid for this, so watch it or don't watch it.
I just sang Dua Lipa, so good night, everybody.
Yeah. David, what are we doing next week?
We're doing finally Killer Workout.
I'm so fucking psyched.
Carly, AKA Aerobicide.
I most likely have, because I made it a habit of watching all the weird workout 80s horror movies. So I'm sure I did, but I will rewatch the shit out of it.
Rhonda is literally one of the greatest characters of all time. She's just angry all the time. She is proto Nomi Malone. She is just always ticked off. I love her so much.
Rhonda's everything.
That's perfect. That's the perfect person to be, especially in a fucking horror movie.
So we love you guys. Go to haunted houses in Long Island or something like that. Go see exotic birds next to David's house or something.
You know, so don't show
Hurricane
up.
Hurricane Katrina brought magic birds from La La Land. They live.
It was Sandy, Gary.
Hurricane Sandy brought toucans from Costa Rica and Velociraptor.
Toucans is a rapper.
Toucans, yes. And so you can go to Long Island. You can see tigers roaming loose on the streets and exotic birds. It's like the tiki room in Disney World. Guys, we love you. Have a good week.
Goodbye.
RIP, three dead celebrities forever. Waiting for David to go, turn it off.
Just turn it off. Just turn it off, guys.
tube tops for summer.
We don't talk about the name of the company I work.
Oh my god!
They gave us a fucking t-shirt once, and that was it. We have to buy our own fucking clothes. What do you? What makes you think our company is gonna offer us clothing, Kat?
I don't know.
Fucking, they won a lawsuit to keep us working during COVID. What makes you think they're gonna give us a fucking t-shirt again?
You're gonna get a reusable water bottle next. I'll put in the word.
Yeah, you're gonna get a fake Yeti.
Oh, you know what? Fine.
They're selling like hotcakes at TJ Maxx.
What, fake Yetis? Right.
Yeah.
We're going to TJ Maxx. We're getting Max Neeson.
That's right, baby. Max and Issa, baby. So, pieces. I give it 372 Mawigs.
Oh. I give it 50 Nicoles, and they're going to be forever.
I give it 17 bastards.
I give it 3 full moons and 4 werewolves.
Okay, that's stupid.
Mm. Not one vampire? Come on, Kat.
Yeah,
come
on, no. Grow up. Yeah, your diversity is showing. Your fucking monster racism, Kat.
I'll save the vampire for don't go into the woods, .. alone.
How about you save that vampire for your next period, bitch? Yeah,
why don't you save that vampire for the last dance?
God, you beat me to it. Damn it. You bitch. With your not super bitch. Get out.
We love you.
Go home. Pieces. Get out. Leave right now.
R.I.P. Pieces.
And JoJo. Goodbye, JoJo.
Get out. Bye, Bezos.
She's dead. Turn it off.